Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, July 20th, 2018. Today is International Chess Day. Since March, two new additions have been decorating Bergmannstrasse in Kreuzberg. The wood-covered benches, which were installed at house numbers 11 and 99, are called parklets. They are part of the Begegnungszone, meeting zone, Bergmannstrasse, with which the Senate wants to make roads and paths more accessible for pedestrians and make traffic safer and quieter, or in other words, reduce it. For example, bicycle brackets installed on the street and these benches are intended to encourage togetherness and invite people to linger. But not everyone likes it, as shown by a survey in which a total of 646 users had given their opinions in mid-May. They were interviewed online via questionnaires and in person by the Senate Traffic Administration. According to the report, supporters and opponents of the parklets are in balance, but residents on Bergmannstrasse were predominantly negative. They see the pilot project as a further attraction for tourists, which deteriorates rather than improves the quality of life of local residents. It also became clear that a traffic calming at Bergmannstrasse is desirable, but not in the form of parklets. Residents complain about groups of people who drink alcohol and make a lot of noise on the benches, especially at weekends. Not only tourists and partygoers, but also homeless people who spend the night at the parklets and speak loudly at late hours. In their opinion, the benches should be dismantled prematurely. The parklets were installed on a trial basis in March as preparation for the actual test phase, which is to start in the autumn of this year and last 18 months. The district office is planning a citizens event at the end of September, at which the new parklets will be presented. A total of 19 of them are planned along Bergmannstrasse. Berlin's finance senator Michael Kolatz-Annen of the SPD has rejected the demand of the State Fire Brigade Association for immediate aid of 100 million euros, which, according to Kolatz-Annen, would require a new budget. He remarked that 10 million euros have already been approved to order new vehicles, and as soon as a new budget is adopted, there will probably be more money for the fire brigade. The State Fire Brigade Association sees the Senate's offer as a, quote, drop in the ocean. Chairman Sascha Guzzi said on Wednesday in an interview with the RBB that the demand for 100 million euros is completely legitimate. According to the State Fire Brigade Association, the Berlin fire brigades urgently need financial means for firefighting and emergency service vehicles because their vehicle situation is dramatic. There are too few and there are no reserves, not even for training and further education. On Monday, the fire brigade unions had increased their pressure on the Berlin Senate. The Berlin security authorities have taken a large-scale action against a Lebanese clan. As the Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office announced in a press conference on Thursday, the Public Prosecutor's Office and the State Criminal Police Office, or LKA, confiscated a total of 77 properties belonging to the extended Arab family R last week in Berlin. According to the information, these are multi-family houses, single-family houses, apartments, and even an entire allotment garden colony worth around 10 million euros. The public prosecutor's office assumes that the properties were financed with money derived from criminal offenses. The investigation started in 2014 and was triggered by a bank robbery. At that time, three perpetrators who are assigned to the clan captured around 9 million euros in Mariendorf. One of the men was convicted, but the stolen money remained missing. The extended family R has kept the Berlin police busy for years. In spring of 2017, three members of the clan are said to have stolen the 100-kilogram gold coin Big Maple Leaf from the Bode Museum in Berlin in a spectacular heist. The gold piece, of which only a few specimens exist, has not reappeared to this day. The material value of the coin is estimated to be around 3.7 million euros, and experts believe that the coin was melted down in order to be able to resell the gold undetected. Chief Public Prosecutor of Berlin, Jörg Rapack, hopes that the large-scale action could also have a signal effect for other criminal clans, and they now see that illegally acquired money can come under control of the state. The properties were confiscated on the basis of the criminal levy on property, which was only reformed in 2017, and which the legislature expects to lead to more successful action against organized crime. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.